Hello, thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I think all of us are so touched by the humanitarian efforts that faithful people take part in all over the world. So today, I want to share a little bit more about a giving couple that's in the Dominican Republic. And I want you to listen to this video, and you will hear the voices of the children taken in by this giving couple, and their tiny home is packed, just packed with small boys that needed a home. And I want you to listen how the volunteers saw a need and they just stepped in.
My name is Richie. I used to be out running around and living in the street. We didn't have any food to eat. And then my mom left me. I was brought here.
The children here have been abandoned by their parents. Some of these kids come from living on the street. Some of these kids have been abused in every way. I come from a world of suffering as well. I came from the street and I know what it's like. My wife and I dreamed of helping the children that were in the streets, abused, destitute. We're a family here, not an orphanage. We're simply here to help these children. My wife and I have had days where we have had to leave to find food for these children. There are many mouths to feed, breakfast, lunch, and dinner each day. It is difficult.
I've used the same clothes for a long time. I don't remember the last time we had new clothes.
We came and saw that the children had a great need. We contacted Food for the Poor, and they contacted the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They came here and saw that there was a need and responded to our request for help.
We're representatives of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We've been called as humanitarian missionaries to serve the people of the Dominican Republic. We look for organizations that are helping people.
This morning we're very happy, very touched, because we have received a donation of some boxes of toys, clothes, and so many things that the children really need.
I've always wanted a ball. When the boxes came up, I saw the ball that I wanted. They put air in it for me, and they gave it to me.
It feels really great to get some new clothes. I feel very grateful for the support and help that they have given me.
The purpose of working together with different churches, regardless of race, color, or religion, is to help the neediest. Because that is the labor that Jesus Christ wants. That we work together for those who need it the most.
Inside of these children is a great spirit. All they need is a little help. We're trying to help them become good men and women for tomorrow. So hopefully they will make a better world for us to live in.
So some things to think about. That faithful people love to serve. People who are really in tune with the Lord are happy and eager to serve others. Also, faith allows us to love more, and serving others is a great way to love others. And then what a blessing it is to those little boys to have been served so that they can have a home and proper food. So it benefits everybody all the way around, right? It benefits the people that you're serving, obviously. But it also benefits the people who are doing the serving, that they live a happier and better life because they are serving others. Well, Gandhi, who is an amazing example of service, said, "You must not lose faith in humanity. Humanity is an ocean. If a few drops of the ocean are dirty, the ocean does not become dirty." Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at MormonChannelDaily@LDSChurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.